Hey everyone and welcome. Get ready, because today we're diving into a world where colors can actually dance with temperature.
It's true.
Yeah. We're talking about thermochromic materials.
Exactly.
These are those fascinating substances that I'm sure you've seen where they change color right in front of you when things heat up or cool down.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a mood ring?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, back when I was a kid, I remember I thought those mood rings had like some mystical power. You know,
right.
Like they could reveal all these secrets about how I felt. But of course, it was just responding to the heat from my body. But that sense of magic, it kind of stuck with me.
Well, and that's really what's so cool about these materials is that there really is a kind of magic to them. The science behind how they work is just fascinating, you know?
Yeah.
At the heart of it all are these tiny little shifts happening at a molecular level. It's like a choreographed dance. These molecules are rearranging themselves within the material, and as they move, they change how that material absorbs and reflects light.
Oh, so it's not just about the material itself. It's about how its internal structure, like, reacts and changes with the temperature.
Exactly. It's like it's putting on a different costume for every occasion.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So speaking of costumes, we see these thermochromic materials being used in all sorts of fun ways, like color-changing mugs or T-shirts that react to your body heat.
Right.
But how do they actually go from being just a novelty to something that's reliable and can be used in different applications?
That's where science gets really clever. It's all about something called encapsulation.
Encapsulation.
Yeah. So think about it, like protecting each of those tiny little pigment molecules in a tiny little bubble.
Uh-huh.
This helps prevent the material from degrading and makes those vibrant color changes you see stay really sharp and predictable over time.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. It's like each one of those little molecules getting its own suit of armor to protect it.
Exactly.
So, you know, speaking of color, I've always been fascinated by ultramarine.
Oh, yeah.
That amazing blue pigment that was historically so valuable and so rare.
It's just stunning.
It is.
It's like looking into a piece of the sky.
It's true. And, you know, ultramarine is a really great example of this. It's actually derived from lapis lazuli, which is this precious stone.
Wow.
And that intense blue color comes from its unique molecular structure. It actually contains complex sulfur species in there.
Oh, wow.
And for centuries, artists really prized it. But it was incredibly rare and very expensive.
Yeah, so how do we get that stunning blue color today without having to rely on something so scarce?
That's where the power of synthetic chemistry comes in.
Okay.
Scientists were able to study the structure of natural ultramarine and figure out how to recreate those properties in the lab.
Oh, wow.
And by doing that, they were able to create these synthetic versions of ultramarine that are much more affordable and the color is a lot more consistent.
So we're basically taking inspiration from nature's playbook.
Exactly.
And we're finding a way to make it work for us in a more accessible way.
Yeah. It's amazing what we can learn from these natural pigments and how we can apply that knowledge to create new technologies. So this leads us to one of the most interesting aspects of thermochromic materials, and that's their potential to act as like these invisible sensors, you know, revealing things that we might not otherwise see.
Precisely. Imagine a world where everyday objects could actually alert us to changes in temperature, almost like they had a sense of touch.
Okay, yeah, that's a really cool concept. So what kind of real-world applications are we talking about here? Like, give me an example.
Well, let's take those temperature-sensitive labels that you see on food packaging.
Yeah.
Those are a simple but really effective way to use thermochromic materials.
Okay.
By changing color, they can indicate whether a product has been stored at the correct temperature, which, of course, helps ensure food safety.
That's something that I think we all kind of take for granted.
You do.
But it plays a huge role in preventing, you know, foodborne illnesses.
It really does.
So these little color changes, they may seem really simple, but they can actually have a big impact on our health and well-being.
Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't stop there. Researchers are also exploring ways to incorporate thermochromic materials into building materials.
Oh, wow.
So imagine a building that could actually visualize heat loss.
What?
Showing you exactly where insulation needs to be improved or where those drafts are coming from.
So it's like the building can tell us where it's feeling cold.
Exactly.
That could be a game changer for energy efficiency.
It could.
And it could help us create more sustainable structures.
Absolutely.
So are there like any parallels between this and other sensing technologies out there?
You know, it's not that different conceptually from how biosensors work.
Oh, really?
Yeah. These amazing little devices, they use biological components like enzymes or antibodies, and they can detect specific molecules or changes in the environment.
Wow.
They're already being used in fields like medicine and environmental monitoring.
So we're talking about a future where we could monitor our health and the environment around us with like incredible precision, all thanks to these tiny little molecular sensors. That's amazing to think about how all of these different technologies are kind of connecting and intersecting.
It is.
So it sounds like things are only going to get more advanced from here.
Yeah.
So where do you see this technology heading next?
Well, I think we're on the cusp of a whole new era of smart materials and responsive designs.
Okay.
Imagine objects that can adapt to their surroundings in real time, changing their properties based on temperature or even other stimuli.
So we're talking about a world where everyday objects could be dynamic and interactive.
Exactly.
That opens up so many possibilities.
Think about adaptive camouflage.
Okay.
Imagine clothing or vehicles that can just seamlessly blend into any environment
Wow.
by adjusting their color to match their surrounding.
That's incredible. It's like having an invisibility cloak that adapts to any situation.
Right.
So I'm guessing that the applications go far beyond just camouflage, though.
Of course, they do imagine wearable electronics seamlessly integrated into our clothing, providing us with real-time information about our health and fitness. We could have thermochromic displays that show our body temperature, our heart rate, even change color based on our mood.
Hold on, clothes that can reflect how we're feeling. That's like taking self-expression to a whole new level.
Yeah.
It's like a high-tech mood ring, but with way more potential.
Exactly. And it's not just limited to clothing either. Think about self-regulating windows that darken automatically when exposed to sunlight,
Oh, that would be
helping
fantastic.
to keep our homes cool and reducing energy consumption.
Since we're talking about homes that are not only smart, but actively working to create a more sustainable and comfortable living environment.
Exactly.
That's amazing. But as these technologies become more and more integrated into our lives,
Yeah.
we really have to consider the ethical implications.
They do.
I mean, if our clothes are collecting all this data about us,
Right.
who has access to that? And how is it being used?
These are all things we need to be thinking about.
Yeah, these are really important questions that we need to think about carefully as we move forward. It's a reminder that progress isn't just about those scientific breakthroughs. It's also about that thoughtful design and considering the potential impact of these technologies on society as a whole.
I agree.
So we've covered a lot of ground here already, from the basic science of thermochromic materials to their wide-ranging applications.
We have.
But this is just the beginning of our deep dive into this topic. So the next part of our episode,
Yes.
we're going to go even deeper into the science behind these incredible substances and explore some of those more cutting-edge applications that are shaping the future of medicine, energy, and beyond.
It's gonna be great.
So stay tuned for more color-changing wonders.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to our deep dive. Before the break, we were talking about how these color-changing wonders could lead to some really innovative and responsive designs.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about those clothes that could reflect our moods or buildings. They could actually tell us where they're losing heat. It's just incredible.
Right, and it all comes down to that key feature we discussed, the reversible nature of these color changes.
Right.
These materials aren't just changing once they're constantly responding and adapting.
Yeah, that's what makes them so dynamic,
Yeah.
is that ability to react in real time to the environment.
Exactly. And that's what makes them so well suited for creating systems that can react to their environment in real time. Like imagine a window that darkens automatically when the sun hits it,
Oh, that's
keeping
amazing.
your home cool and reducing the need for air conditioning.
Yeah, that's
And
fantastic.
then as the sun sets and things cool down, the window becomes transparent again, letting that natural light back in.
It's like a self-regulating system
Yes.
that could make our homes more energy efficient and comfortable.
Absolutely.
So, what about those other applications we talked about earlier, like adaptive camouflage?
Yeah.
I mean, how close are we really to having clothes that can blend seamlessly into any environment?
Well, researchers are making some really exciting progress in that area.
Okay.
For example, imagine a soldier's uniform that changes color to match the terrain, providing better camouflage and protection out in the field. Or think about a hiker wearing a jacket that adjusts its color based on the temperature,
Oh, okay.
helping them to stay visible and safe in different weather conditions.
Those are some really practical examples. It's like having a wardrobe that can transform itself to meet any situation.
Right.
But, it's not just about the practicality. We also talked about how these materials could be used for self-expression, like in fashion.
Oh, absolutely.
So where are we going with that?
Well, imagine clothing that could react to music,
Oh, yeah.
creating this really dynamic visual experience,
Yeah.
or even fabrics that change color based on your mood, adding a whole new dimension to personal style.
That's such a cool concept. It's like wearing your heart on your sleeve, but in this much more high-tech and futuristic way.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just aesthetics. You know,
okay.
We can even think about integrating wearable sensors into these thermochromic fabrics.
Yeah.
Imagine clothing that monitors your vital signs.
Oh, wow.
Tracks your fitness progress.
Okay. Or even alerts you to potential health issues.
Yeah.
It's like having a personal health monitor woven right into your everyday life.
Yeah, that is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It'd be like having a constant check on your well-being.
Exactly.
But, you know, these types of applications, they do raise some questions about privacy and data security.
They do.
If our clothes are collecting all of this information about us, who has access to it and how are they using it?
You bring up a really important point. And with any technology that collects personal data, it's crucial to have really clear guidelines and safeguards in place.
Yes, definitely.
You know, we need to make sure that the information that's gathered is being used responsibly and that individuals have control over their own data. It's a good reminder that, you know, progress isn't just about these scientific advancements. It's also about ethical considerations and making sure that technology is really serving humanity in a positive way.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? What's the next big thing in this world of thermochromic materials?
Well, one area that holds immense potential is the development of even more sophisticated and sensitive thermochromic pigments. Imagine materials that can detect tiny temperature changes, allowing for even more precise sensing and control. This could lead to breakthroughs in medical diagnostics, environmental monitoring, and even energy management.
So we're talking about sensors that are so sensitive they could pick up on those subtle changes in body temperature that might signal a health issue.
Exactly.
Or materials that could respond to the smallest fluctuations in those environmental conditions, giving us like real-time feedback about our surroundings.
Precisely. Another really exciting area of research focuses on developing thermochromic materials that can respond to a wider range of stimuli, not just temperature.
Oh, like what?
Think about materials that change color in response to light,
okay,
pressure,
okay,
or even specific chemicals.
Oh, so that opens up like a whole new realm of possibilities.
Yeah.
We could have materials that respond to a whole symphony of environmental cues, creating this truly interactive and dynamic world around us.
Exactly. And think about the potential applications.
Okay.
Imagine self-healing materials that change color to indicate damage, alerting us to potential problems before they become major issues.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Or buildings that can adapt their energy consumption based on those real-time environmental conditions.
Wow.
Creating a more sustainable and efficient built environment.
Okay, now you're really blowing my mind. We're talking about a future where our surroundings are not just these static structures, but these dynamic systems that can sense, respond, and even communicate with us.
Exactly. And as these technologies continue to evolve, the possibilities are truly limitless. It's a really exciting time to be exploring this world of color-changing wonders.
It's a world that's constantly shifting and evolving, much like the materials themselves. But before we get too carried away, we have one more part of our deep dive to explore in the final part of our episode. We're going to shift gears and delve into some of those more unexpected applications of thermochromic materials. From high-tech security features to innovative art forms, you won't want to miss it.
We'll be back soon. Until then, keep those imaginations running wild.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been exploring this amazing world of thermochromic materials, those color-shifting materials that react to changes in temperature.
It's pretty cool stuff.
It really is. We've talked about the basic science behind them, how they work at that molecular level,
right,
and their potential to revolutionize so many fields like medicine and energy, even fashion.
Absolutely.
But now in this final part of our deep dive, we're going to take things in a bit of a different direction and explore some of the more unexpected and maybe even quirky ways these materials are being used.
You're right. We focused a lot on the practical applications, you know, the really futuristic stuff.
Yeah.
But thermochromic materials have this really playful and artistic side as well.
Oh, I like that.
And sometimes those are the areas where we see the most creative and surprising uses emerge.
That's so cool. Yeah, that even at the cutting edge of science, there's still room for playfulness and that creativity.
Right.
So give me some examples. What are some of those more unexpected places where we find these color-changing wonders?
Well, one area where they've really made a mark is in security features.
Oh, really?
Think about banknotes, for instance.
Okay.
A lot of modern currencies incorporate those thermochromic inks that change color when you rub them or expose them to heat.
Oh, that's really clever. I never really thought about it that way, but it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's like this hidden message that's only revealed under the right conditions,
Right.
adding that extra layer of security to help prevent counterfeiting.
So it's not just banknotes, right?
No, not at all. You'll find thermochromic inks used in passports and ID cards, even other important documents to make them more difficult to forge.
So it's about creating these subtle, almost invisible markers that can verify authenticity, like
Exactly.
embedding a secret code within the material itself.
Exactly. And speaking of secret codes, did you know that thermochromic materials have even found their way into espionage?
What?
Yeah, and covert operations. You know, imagine inks that appear totally invisible at room temperature, but then they reveal this hidden message when you expose them to body heat or a specific light source.
Okay, that sounds like something straight out of a spy movie.
It does, doesn't it?
It's like, a secret agent receiving a message that disappears without a trace.
Exactly. And it's not just limited to text. Either you could have maps or blueprints
Wow.
that are blank under normal conditions, but reveal their contents when they're exposed to the right stimuli.
That's incredible. So these materials aren't just for, spies and secret messages, are they? I know we talked about their potential in fashion, but it sounds like artists are also using them in some really innovative ways.
Oh, absolutely. Artists are really embracing the dynamic nature of these materials,
Yeah.
to create these interactive and engaging works of art. Imagine sculptures that change color as people interact with them,
Oh, wow.
paintings that transform based on the temperature of the room,
Okay.
or even murals that reveal hidden images as the sun moves across the sky.
That's amazing. It's like bringing art to life, making it this really dynamic and ever-changing experience rather than just a static object.
Exactly. And it's not just limited to visual art either.
Oh, okay.
Imagine thermochromic materials being integrated into musical instruments
Okay.
so that the sounds that they produce change based on the performer's
Oh,
touch
wow.
or the temperature of the room.
That would be incredible. A true fusion of art and science.
Exactly. And you can even take it a step further.
Okay.
Imagine these interactive installations and performances where entire spaces transform their appearance based on the presence and movements of the audience.
Wow, now that's really pushing the boundaries. It's like stepping into a world where the line between art and science just completely disappears.
And that's the beauty of these materials. They
Yeah.
offer this unique blend of scientific principles and artistic potential,
Yeah, right.
allowing us to explore the world in new and unexpected ways.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into this fascinating topic, it's clear that thermochromic materials are so much more than just a novelty.
I agree.
They're really a testament to human ingenuity and our creativity, showcasing our ability to harness the power of chemistry and material science to create these truly remarkable things.
It's true.
From, enhancing security and preventing counterfeiting to revolutionizing medicine, energy, and even art. These color-changing wonders are having such a profound impact on the world around us.
They really are.
And as research continues, I can only imagine what other incredible applications will emerge in the years to come. It's a reminder that the world is full of surprises, and even those seemingly simple phenomena can hold such extraordinary potential.
Exactly.
So, to all of our listeners out there, keep your eyes open,
All right.
stay curious. You never know what amazing color-changing wonders you might discover in your everyday life. This has been the Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us.